Evalia to the stack.
Pete Donald and then Evalia.
Thank you. I just want to say I agree with what Teresa just said in essence, that taking a very easy, quick look at the KPFK numbers from the organization that counted those votes would help to clarify what the heck happened there, number one. And number two, to the point that we don't have any money. This organization has not had any money for quite a while. In fact, had we not gotten this EIDL loan and the PPP loans, we would have been in bankruptcy already this past year. But having said that, when you discourage voter turnout, as we see in political elections in this country or union elections, by nefarious means, then you discourage people from contributing to the organization. So we have seen a calamitous decline in donations at the LA station following this suspect election and other activities that took place at that station. And that's the MO of Pacifica. So we can either start to clean up our act or have more people walk away from Pacifica and supporting it financially. Thanks.
Evalia.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Donald, because pretty much what he said is what I was going to say, although I was going to put it this way. It's a terrible stain on Pacifica of the 2021 elections and the bylaws referendum. No matter where you go, this is something that is cited. So I think in light of finding the money and improving Pacifica financially and in programming and all these other areas, I think if we turn our heads and don't acknowledge how this must go away in some way, shape, or form, the problems and ugliness of that election and that bylaws referendum, some kind of way, third, neutral party, I think that's the right way to go. How to find the money to do it, Stephanie, and everyone, I don't know the answer to that. But I think we should not ignore it. It will only get bigger. Thank you.
Mac on the stack.
Is that Michael Novick?
No, go it's Sean McPherson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
Mac.
Go ahead, Sean.
Having listened to all of this, I think perhaps Ms. Allen is, I think there's something to be said for maybe breaking this down. I don't, like her, I don't know that it really costs anything to just look at the actual turnout, the numbers, from that election and go from there. I don't think that costs anything and is a good first step.
Thank you. Would you like to be called Sean or Mac?
My friends call me Mac.
But I don't know for your friends yet.
Well, I don't know. How are you going to be? No,
yeah,
but you were confused about whether it was Mike.
Yeah. So I would just like, if it's okay, we'll call you Mac because there's also Sean Rhodes. So that'll just keep it a little clearer. Thank you.
There we go.
Vanessa to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I just wanted to ask, before we vote, if the motion could be repeated.
Did you get it emailed, Vanessa?
I did not, but I will look. Who sent it?
Myla, did you send it?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Myla sent it?
Yes. Vanessa, let me see. I sent it
at 5:21, so 5 minutes ago. You may not have received it yet.
Okay.
It's the subject line is in brackets 2022 PNB elections, and then motion reinvestigation of past elections. And
okay,
you may not. Did you receive it?
I'm looking. There are two email addresses, so I'm not quite sure which one it was sent to, so I'm looking in both.
Well, let me check and see which one I sent it to. It's V-A-N Dixon.
Please don't give her email address.
I apologize. Okay. Sorry.
Just give her a clue.
What is the subject line again?
The subject line is in brackets first, 2022 PNB elections, and then following that, motion reinvestigation of past elections. And it's sent to your Gmail.
Okay. So you said it was at 5-something?
5:21, just 7 minutes ago.
I just got it.
Avalia, would you be willing to reread your motion?
I would not be having a problem with that. Are you ready?
Thank you.
Should I begin now?
Please.
Thank you. The Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on the National Board, the Pacifica National Board, to support the Pacifica Executive Director in contracting for an independent investigation by a neutral third-party elections official addressing the following concerns from Pacifica members. One, the revoking of KPFK member votes in the 2021 Pacifica delegate election, disqualifying 4 KPFK candidates after voting was completed. Number 2, the no vote of Pacifica staff overriding the yes vote of the majority of members in the 2021 Pacifica bylaws referendum. 3, neutrality and conflict of interest issues regarding election rulings and communications in the 2021 delegate election and bylaws referendum. And 4, no third-party certification of the 2021 delegate election and bylaws referendum. Rationale, an independent investigation by a neutral third-party election official has the potential to reassure Pacifica members of the fairness and integrity of Pacifica elections. This may also eliminate the need for legal actions involving the 2021 delegate election and bylaws referendum. Thank you.
Thank you. Vanessa, did you have something that you wanted to say?
Sure, since you called on me. I appreciate it. So the 4 issues are all there together. With regard to the bylaws referendum, at least in my mind, there's no doubt about the fairness of it. So I certainly would not support trying to investigate that. It's been oft discussed, and I've seen no evidence to support that it was not fairly done and the outcome was just. So I don't claim to have as strong an opinion about the other issues. I'd like to see us move on. That's my opinion. I won't be supporting that.
Thank you, Vanessa. Anyone else for the stack?
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
And Michael Novick.
Okay.
And Michael,
and
then I'll put myself on.
I would like to make a substitute motion. And it goes something like this. Whereas an independent investigation by a neutral third party election official has the potential to reassure Pacifica members of the fairness and integrity of Pacifica elections, period. Therefore, I move that the Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on the Pacifica National Board to support the Pacifica Executive Director in contracting for an independent investigation by a neutral party elections official addressing the following concerns from Pacifica members. And then there'd be two things. One is the revoking of KPFK member votes in the 2021 Pacifica delegate election disqualifying for KPFK candidates after voting was completed. And in parentheses, I'd like to put this may involve certification by simply voting or reviewing possible neutrality or conflict of interest issues in that regard, in that election. And then also investigate the no vote of Pacifica staff overriding the yes vote in the majority of members in the 2021 Pacifica bylaws referendum. So I'm asking for two investigations. So,
Teresa, you're leaving out. Is it intentional to leave out the no third party certification of the 2021 delegate election?
Well, I'm asking. I don't know whether seeing the count of the simply voting would actually mean the certification.
No,
I guess
it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
It would not. Does anybody know whether the third-party certification of the delegate election would cost any money? Can simply voting certify it? Would they have been asked to certify it?
It isn't an issue of getting certification. It's an issue of there was no certification.
The election supervisor supervised her own, I mean, certified her own work.
Certified her own rulings.
Well, I guess I might want to hear a little bit of discussion on this. I just don't want to open Pandora's box to something that might be very costly. I wish we could get a third party that would do it for free. I'm thinking that the third party certification of the first item, the KPFK election, might be a lot easier than the second one. But I'm kind of doing this on the fly. So I'll tell you what, let me collect my thoughts while anyone else might want to weigh in on this issue.
Thank you, Michael. And then I'd like to go.
Yes. So the motion that's on the floor, assuming Teresa's not yet submitting her substitute, I think is a complete hodgepodge, and I oppose all of it. It's not clear to me any member votes were revoked at all in the election. If candidates were disqualified, the vote totals remain the same. The no vote overriding the yes vote is an improper characterization of what happened. The bylaws required that there be two separate agreements by each class of members, and the measure clearly impacted the two classes differently because it created a third class of members, dividing the staff class into two. And so I think that, and the other point I think is something that dealt with in a closed session because you're making accusations about an employee of the foundation. So I think the whole thing is out of order and improper, and I object to it.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
Well, I just have a completely different understanding than my colleague, Michael Novick, of the fact of the that were just, I think, mischaracterized. A majority of members of Pacifica, when you aggregate staff and listener members, voted overwhelmingly in support of the bylaws changes, and by a majority of 55% to 45% with respect to the separation of classes. That is not a stipulation in the Pacifica bylaws. There is a disagreement with respect to the California Corporation Code, but in the bylaws, I mean, I believe that it's the majority of the aggregate of members voted in 55 to 45 to modify the bylaws of Pacifica. And I fully support this this motion. I think that it's really important that we have an independent investigation to settle this matter.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack?
Yeah, William.
I just want to, hello.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I totally identify with the comments of Michael Novick in that, in fact, I think all these things have been decided against already and commented on by the Pacifica General Counsel. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I mean, thank you, William. Who is someone else?
Dee Dee Halleck is here. I never got a notice of this meeting. I did get a notice of the agenda, but not the instructions on how to get in. So I'm sorry to be late, but I
thank you
to,
for joining us, Dee Dee. Did you want to comment?
Well, I'm still kind of trying to figure out what it is. So I don't know how, you know, how I'm not, I'm familiar with Zoom, but I'm not familiar with this method of voting.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So you'll have to give instructions as we move forward. So
thank you, Dee Dee. So what we're doing right now is we are in discussion on a motion, and Myla, do you have Dee Dee's email?
I got the emotion, and I did
okay.
get that.
Thank you. Okay.
But I guess I have one question. And it was introduced as saying that it supports the Pacifica executive director. And is this something that she had asked for, that we hire an independent investigator? How did this happen to, why is the executive director, is this a request from the executive director, or was this?
No. No, I do not believe it was. Is that correct, Avalia?
No, the executive director didn't request it. It's just that it's a problem that doesn't go away. And even though some people say, and I respect that, that they believe that it has been settled already, well, there are a lot of things that have not happened. And therefore, it's unsettled, and my way of expressing it to all of you is that this is a bleeding, as someone already said, and I said it before, that continues and continues. It's a part of Pacifica. Even though some of you are not that involved and you're content to say, well, it's been dealt with. And I take issue, I shouldn't. But I take issue with one of my colleagues here who calls it hodgepodge because, my goodness, it's a motion trying to bring your attention
Elections Committee.
Well, I think it's a bit confusing.
Wait. We're not debating right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the best job I could imagine, but of course I will improve, but no. Everything that's written there in that motion are things that are not resolved and continue to be problems and cost money to Pacifica, and I just thought that maybe if the executive director could go forward, maybe as Teresa suggests, in a way that does not cost money or as much money, and settle this thing fairly, neutrally, third party, I thought it would be a better solution and we could move forward. That's it.
I'd like to put myself on the stack. So third party certification, that would be a question of an opinion about whether or not third party certification is appropriate for this situation, required. That would not cost a lot of money. That's an opinion of someone who knows. It's like consulting with a parliamentarian. Neutrality and conflict of interest issues. Those are not like investigation of every member of Pacifica's, you know, email addresses. Some of these are simpler things. The other thing is, there's no timeline on this motion, so these could be things that are goals to be working on, you know, it may be that the second issue of the referendum, Teresa, I wonder if you would be comfortable just dropping out the second point and keeping the other three points on this and keeping the motion as is, dropping out the no vote of Pacifica staff overriding the yes vote, as that is a more in-depth and more complicated issue.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So what my first bullet, the way I've kind of rewritten it, is to say that the Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on...
Teresa, just right now I'm asking if you would be willing to accept what I just offered of it's a request to... I'm proposing an amendment to Avalia's motion to drop, this would be an alternate amendment, to drop the no vote of Pacifica staff overriding the yes vote and to keep the rest of the motion as is.
Okay, I'm not opposed to that. If the body, I think I've already proposed it, so if the body does, if there's not an objection, we could move forward on that substitution.
I have a point of order, please.
Go ahead. Say your name, please. Is this Dee Dee?
Dee Dee, yes. I think it gives us inappropriate, there's an assumption, if you read it, that this is something that the Pacifica executive director is asking for. And I don't think that, since that is, doesn't seem to be the case, that we should take out the part that says to support the Pacific executive director. That it was not her. When you read it, it sounds like that's her idea and that she's asking for this. So I don't think that is at all appropriate.
What about
ask? I would
ask?
Approve that, yes.
Ask. To ask. Okay, so
that the Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on the Pacifica National Board to ask the PNB, no, the Pacifica Election, I'm sorry, the Pacifica Executive Director to contract or to consider contracting?
To contract.
To contract. For an to contract for an independent investigation by a neutral third-party election official addressing the following concerns from the Pacifica members. And then we have the three items. The revoking of the KPFT member votes in the 2020 Pacifica election. I'm sorry, Pacifica delegate election, disqualifying four KPFK candidates after voting was completed. Neutrality and conflict issues regarding election rulings and communications in the 2021 delegate election and bylaws referendum. And you want me to take off the bylaws referendum, right?
Yeah.
Take that. Okay, so we're going to do that.
And will you resend this?
Yes, I will resend this. And then the third item is no third-party certification of the 2021 delegate election and bylaws. I'm going to take bylaws referendum off that also.
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, may I be recognized? This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
Teresa, I just want to clarify that you will be sending that to me as the secretary. I need to record it. And
yes.
And you'll send it to my my KPFK email address. Because
okay.
You probably have two addresses for me.
Yes, I'm sorry if I, yeah. Sorry if I caused any problems that way.
Not at all. Not at all. I just wanted to be clear.
Okay. Any further discussion on this item?
You have 10 minutes. I'm in the stack.
Who is that, please?
Michael Novick. Somebody
oh,
else
go ahead, Michael.
I think somebody else wanted to speak. I heard another voice besides mine.
Was there someone else who wanted to speak?
I just had 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was Aki. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, I object again to the motion. There were no members' votes revoked to KPFK. This tally of the votes corresponds to the total votes cast. The issue of neutrality and conflict of interest on election rulings is a personnel matter that should not be dealt with here. It's confidential. The no vote issue, again, is in the bylaws. Article 17 of the bylaws says very clearly if the proposed amendment would impact one class of members differently from another class, the members shall vote in classes, and the majority vote of the members of each class shall be required to approve the amendment. And the class of staff members would have been divided into two separate classes to create a third class of membership. So it's clearly under the bylaws that the vote was certified as a failure of that bylaws amendment. And I don't understand what third party means. Third party to what? Two parties. There was an elections company hired, and they tallied the votes.
May I respond to that?
Yes. I would like to, Stephanie, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Stephanie, do you feel that this is a confidential matter that should be an executive session? Or the way it's worded, do you think it's... can you advise us on that?
Well, I mean, as long as we're not naming, you know, employees, if things are being told basically, I mean, we're sort of questioning, I see where Michael is coming from, is that we're questioning, you know, the work that was done by the National Election Supervisor. I mean, I think, I'm sorry, I just got home, so my dogs were going a little nuts. You know, I mean, I think that we just need to be very careful that anything that is done is that we're not naming names. And by having a third party, and we're also questioning the company that we have used in the past, unless I'm misunderstanding, of, you know, simply voting and not trusting their tally counts either. So are we looking to hire another voting company to take a look at what Simply Voting did? as well.
Teresa for the STAC.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Perhaps Dee Dee Halleck and Michael Novix did not see any of the complaints. I saw complaints. And perhaps I should forward some of the complaints. There were people that said, I was on the ballot. I thought I was on the ballot. All the people that voted for me thought I was on the ballot. They voted for me. And then when the votes were counted, my name wasn't included in it. And I don't know why. So I'm not accusing anyone. I would like to have an investigation. And I'm assuming that the executive director will try to find somebody that is independent and could review that for a small fee.
Thank you. Teresa, were you complete?
I was going to say, I don't think that we are naming any names and nothing specific about who, if there is a conflict of interest, but we're asking that it be investigated to see if there was neutrality and no conflicts of interest in how this was conducted. I don't think we've actually seen the all of the tallies, if there was more than one, by simply voting. So I would like to see that.
So there are a couple of issues. I would like to put myself on the stack to answer Stephanie's question. Stephanie, in the past, in the elections that were done by true ballot in the past, there was the election report from the NES included a certification from the company that did the election. It was certified. With this election, there was nothing that I saw saying it was certified. So there's a question about, was it certified? How was it certified? And was the certification process appropriate? So that I think that's what we're looking at. And then we're also looking at maybe an issue in regards to when the tallies were completed. What were the tallies completed, and then another tally was done? So we're trying to get a sense of actually the appropriateness of whatever happened. And these things may not be expensive, and there may be organizations. I'm guessing that Pacifica belongs to a number of professional organizations that we already pay dues to, that may be able to provide some support and advice for us. And there may be other voting organizations that are nonprofits that provide support for voting. So,
Carol, 5 minutes, okay?
Okay. Other comments for this deck? Okay. Hearing none, let's go ahead and vote on this issue. Do you want to read it one more time, Teresa, as you have it, or Myla?
Carol, I'm just trying to send out what was sent to me by Teresa, and I'm not quite there yet. I'd be happy to read it or have Teresa read it again.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Where, goodness gracious, I'm sorry, I did not realize.
And Teresa, let me just ask you one question before you continue. You sent me, it looked like two motions below
right.
Your signature.
The first one.
The one on top.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm sorry you had to cut and paste. It says, whereas an independent investigation by a neutral third-party election official has the potential to reassure Pacifica members of the fairness and integrity of Pacifica elections, therefore I move that the Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on the National Pacifica National Board to ask the executive director to contract for an independent investigation by a neutral third-party elections official addressing the following concerns from Pacifica members. Number, oh dear. Okay, the revoking of KPFK member votes in the 2021 Pacifica delegate election, disqualifying four KPFK elections after voting was completed. Next bullet point, neutrality and conflict of interest issues regarding election rulings and communications in the 2021 delegate election. And third bullet point, no third party certification of the 2021 delegate election.
And the rationale has been dropped, Teresa. We did not want to drop the rationale.
Well, the rationale is up there at the top where it says whereas. I took off the part where it was based upon complaints by listeners.
It dropped the part about the legal, that it has the potential. So...
Yes, I guess it is a, you know, that it is a...
Our agreement was that we were going to keep that same wording for everything except the changes that we agreed on.
Well, I think everyone here knows, and I've told people, this is based upon complaints that I've seen, and it also clearly, if we can get this matter resolved, addressing this in a fair manner, then it would... stop people from potentially insisting upon suing because they feel unfairly slighted in these elections.
I think the rationale has, this may also eliminate the need for legal action involving the 2021 delegate election.
No.
Can we add that part, please?
Actually, who said no?
Dee Dee Halleck said no. People are so ready to sue Pacifica. Somebody will find a way to sue it anyway. There's nothing, no wording in this motion is going to make a change in that.
Okay, may I say something?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. I would like everyone to pass this the way it is. I do think that in past elections somebody did sue because they were elected and then for some reason they weren't seated, and then it did go to court and they were seated. I don't think we need to put it in, but we all know, I think we all can acknowledge that this has a potential, if it's done fairly by someone that is neutral, to investigate it, then we can, and I would do my best to address the situation so no one would have a cause to sue.
So I'm going to go back to Avalia. Avalia is the originator of the motion, and we're trying to see if we can work out. And I think we have a number of changes that were made that were agreed on. Avalia,
point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is my substitute motion. So if we vote on the substitute motion, then I don't know.
We're voting on my substitute motion, Teresa. My substitute motion was that we keep the original motion. And take out the second part about the referendum. And then we change the wording about supporting.
Myla sent a text to everybody that's not that, so I'm confused. I thought we were discussing and voting on Teresa's substitute.
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
Michael,
I'm going back to Avalia. Avalia?
I'm listening, yes.
Did you accept Teresa's motion as a friendly motion, or so Teresa made, let's see, Teresa had not made a motion yet, and then I made a motion, and my motion was, Teresa was working on a motion, so then in that time, I made a motion that we keep the original motion with the change of the ask to support to ask and taking out the second paragraph. Is that what you agreed on?
I did agree to that.
Point of order, Chair.
Go ahead.
Okay, I don't agree with any of this. However, in terms of process and things, your recollection of how this unfolded is not my recollection. Teresa, my impression that she read her substitute motion, that is my recollection, and then she was going to, I believe, send it to the body, but it was read. I don't know if it was seconded. I don't know if it, I presume if the committee needs to be seconded, that's a different issue, but she certainly read her substitute, and then discussion started afterwards about the substitute that you are now proposing. That is my recollection. And so we should be, according to at least how I understood the process occurred, voting on Teresa's substitute.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the stack.
Yes. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, I'm not opposed to taking the complete wording of the rationale and putting it up at the top where the whereas is, but I've lost track of it in my emails. So
I will send
it
to you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Michael Novick with a point of order.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, two really. One is I don't think we require seconds within committees for motions, and the second is that once a motion is made, however, it's the property of the body, and there are no friendly amendments.
Ditto.
There are no what, Michael?
Friendly amendments. If you want to amend it, the body has to decide to amend it, not the original maker.
Okay, so Teresa, do you want to withdraw your other motion, and you want to withdraw your motion and then put
I'm
the new motion?
Once we've given my motion to the body, it doesn't belong to me anymore to withdraw it.
you can withdraw your motion.
Maybe the chair could ask if there's any objection to me resubmitting my motion with the full text of the original rationale.
Okay. Is there any objection to Teresa resubmitting her motion with the full rationale? Hearing none, go ahead, Teresa, and I'm sending this to you now. So, as soon as you get that, maybe you can read the whole motion.
Point of information.
Thank
this
you,
this is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
Carol? Oh, thank you. Sorry, this has been hard to follow, but I have... The original motion in front of me, and I'm a little confused. There were 4 points, and there was an agreement to take out one of those points, if I understand correctly, but I don't know which was going to be removed because I was...
The bylaws one.
We removed the second bullet. And
well, the order has changed, so let's just be clear about exactly what you're speaking about. The second bullet is the one about the 2021 Pacifica bylaws referendum. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And we also
removed,
in the third and the fourth bullets, we removed any reference to the 2021 Pacifica bylaws referendum. Myla, can you send me the original motion again, please?
Just a second. I'll be happy to. I'm just trying to correct what I have here. I now have, if I might, Teresa, I want to just send you the original with the changes that you just said, because that's what I was just working on. And if that
would
be helpful.
Please send
I don't
me
have that now.
Okay.
I don't
the
have
original,
that now.
Okay.
I have something
okay.
else now. So I'm going to send you what I just worked on.
For some reason, Carol Wolfley, I did. I saw your thing that you sent to me, and now I don't. I understand why I didn't see it, because I'm in sent mail rather than. Okay.
Hey, Carol.
Hello.
Carol, you need to go through a vote.
Okay. Myla, go ahead and vote. Take a vote.
Let me multitasking here. I'm just sending what Teresa asked me to send, and now I'm going to call the roll. And can we have a reading of what we're voting on? What are we voting on?
Will you read your motion, please, Teresa?
Okay. Bear with me 1 minute. Ugh, why is it not pasting? Okay. So, whereas... an independent investigation by a third neutral party election official has a potential to reassure Pacifica members of the fairness of Pacifica's domestic democratic integrity. This may also eliminate the need for legal action involving the 2021 delegate election, period. Therefore, I move that the Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on the Pacifica National Board to ask the Pacifica Election Director to contract for an independent investigation by a third neutral, neutral third-party elections official addressing the following concerns from Pacifica members. Bullet point number one, the revoking of KPFK member votes in the 2021 Pacifica delegate election, comma, disqualifying four KPFK candidates after voting was completed, period. Two, the second bullet, neutrality and conflict of interest issues regarding election of rulings and communications in the 2021 delegate election, period. Bullet three, no third-party certification of the 2021 delegate election, period. That's the motion.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Myla.
I'm just wondering, Teresa, whether you intended to say I move instead of the body moves, the committee moves? It's not an individual motion, is it?
Well, it's my individual motion, and then when it goes to the PNB, it'll say this was passed by the elections committee.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm going to call the roll now on this motion. Teresa Allen, how do you vote on your motion?
Allen says yes.
Teresa Allen votes yes. Bert Cohen, have you joined the call? Is Bert Cohen present to vote? I don't hear Bert Cohen, so I'm going to move to Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, how do you vote?
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs votes no. Donald Goldmacher from KPFA, how do you vote?
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher votes yes. Edie Halleck from WBAI, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Edie Halleck votes no. William Hairwagon, how do you vote?
No.
William Hairwagon votes no. Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mike Lewis, how do you vote?
No.
Mike Lewis votes no.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. I hear you now. Mike Lewis votes yes. Sean Mack Kelly McPherson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mac votes yes. Michael Novick, how do you vote?
No.
Michael Novick votes no. I'm going to pass at the moment. John Rose, how do you vote?
No.
John Rose votes no. Aki Tanaka, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Aki Tanaka votes yes. Carol Wolfley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley votes yes. I am going to vote yes. Miley Reason votes yes. Give me a moment and I will count the tally. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I count 8 yes votes and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no votes and no abstentions. So it's 8 yes and 5 no.
So the motion passes. Thank you.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. And I just want to check with Stephanie before we adjourn. Stephanie, did you have anything you want to share with us before we adjourn?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Thank you.
I move to adjourn.
All in favor? Anyone opposed to adjourning? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you very much, Stephanie, for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie.